Hi, welcome to Berry Nation, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April. Jason and Nat have the day off today, but we are joined by one of my most favorite humans on the planet, friend and bariatric professional, Rob. Hi, friend.
Also, like hosting Barry Nation. Like, come on, at
Oh,
least help promote yourself.
oh
At
my
least
God.
I think I'm still there, right? Like I can still show up and like comment and give my witty back and forth banter on the message boards and whatnot.
It's hard to remember all that you do because it's just a little like mind-blowing, but yes, and expert in
I don't
marination.
even try anymore. When people are like, where can we find more information? I shoot them to my email list and then I think I just compile like here's everywhere I am each week. And then I just go from there. So, like, if you hold perfectly still in the bariatric community, I eventually pass your circle somewhere within everything. You don't have to find me, I find you is kind of the deal we go with.
That's true. It's really why Busy Bariatrics is like the perfect name for your company, your coaching company, because you literally are doing this 24/7. You are buzzing around the bariatric community, doing everything that you can do to support people, and it's pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's phonetics for me. It's Men Support Monday. It's Maintenance Macros Movement. It's like if you can just put letters together that work for me, I'll like string them out in any way possible. But I think a lot for the bariatric community, we always talk about it is you're not just a bariatric patient. You spend so many times with so many other hats of like, yeah, we could all hit our goal weight within our first year if we just had to be a bariatric patient. That doesn't account for the fact that we have careers, families, friends, loved ones, life that seems to happen, other medical issues that continue to go on, as I saw like my pulmonologist and my primary care physician today. So like all these magical things kind of come up of you have to really manage your bariatric journey, and busy, although it is a state of mind, isn't really an excuse to not get the work done.
Nope. Yeah, we didn't have surgery to kind of go back to living how we were doing before, right? The big goal, I think, for me and for you and for so many other people, right, was like that first year, that first 6 months, however long, it's magical, right? And you're like, oh, this is great. And you're excited to dedicate so much time and energy and effort to your bariatric journey. But then all of a sudden, right, the shine on that penny wears off and life is just kind of standing there like, oh, hey, yeah, did you forget about me? You've got all these other things that you also have going on too. So.
I just love that you're so positive because the first 6 months of me were not like honeymoon happy. It was, I better not mess this up. And I promise you, it was like one of those of like, I held on for dear life. Literally, if you remember back when you were East to West and you had the monthly meetups, it was like that was the only support I really got because we were in the middle of the pandemic. So I would be on my treadmill, and I remember Des Mintz was one of your first guest hosts, and she actually said hello to me, and I went to wave and unmute, and I almost tripped myself off the treadmill. So East to West has been like so dear to my heart, and now that it's, yeah, you remember the good old days, right? When it was just like it was a monthly Zoom call, and there that was it.
Oh my God, it was a virtual bariatric meetup. It was, oh my God, dude, that's like taking me back. And it was once a month, but that really was all that we had, right? Nobody had anything else because it just didn't
Exactly.
exist.
And I think it's amazing how much it's grown in 4 years. And it really is a beautiful thing that there's supports out there. There's so many more resources. I trip over things that I see now on the community where, there's like eight or nine even different men's supports that go on now. And I think that's
Yeah.
really awesome. So seeing the men show up, seeing the rest of this community show up, seeing like it warms my heart to know that like at this point, if you can't find a resource, you didn't hit the search bar on your browser for anything.
Right. Bingo. Bingo. And what I continue to go back to is that I'm so thankful that you and I, and if you're listening or you're watching this podcast, right, you acknowledge that you need something different and you want something different and you would benefit from something different. And you're not afraid to say, like, I need something different or I'm going to seek out something different because we are experts in our own lived patient experience and we know what we need. And for so long, it just felt like that voice, that presence wasn't allowed because it was just controlled by, I don't know, I guess the
There was
medical
no control.
establishment.
I'm going to go the other way. There was no, it was a wasteland. Like you would go on, you would search for like bariatric support or weight loss surgery, and you'd get literally eight YouTube videos of like people who died on it. I don't even know how the algorithm like sent me that, but then like every bariatric center that I've ever talked with or worked with, and even if you look up the research, you're more likely to like die in a car crash or in anything else. This really turned morbid quickly, by the way. I know this is why April only has me on like once every other year, is because we do one of these like solo episodes, and then it becomes like we didn't talk about anything we said we would. But no, it's good. But like it's so much better that like you trip over resources like Barry Nation and everything else. Now that when you look at it, there's men's support out there. There's ways to help with metabolic wellness, and there's ways to reach out. So it's a very nice, happy place that I think the community's in for a change.
I would agree with you. And it's okay if it goes morbid. That's just how we are. It's
Yes,
fine.
it's
It's fine.
gallows humor. You know,
Love it.
you're talking to two people who taught in education. So, you know, th this is the comedy that you kind of get.
Oh God, yeah, get two history teachers together on the same Zoom.
Exactly.
Woo! You better watch out. There's gonna be a lot of references that you're gonna later go probably Google, and that's fine. That's fine. We welcome you to do that.
Exactly. A lot of
All right,
tangent.
my friend.
So I know, I think you originally said like, so why is the summer important? You know, why do we need to start moving and doing all of that? Or
Yes,
did I
right. So the
make that up?
goal. Yeah, no, you didn't. You did not make that up. The goal of the conversation is exactly that. And before we hit record, we were briefly talking about this, and you have some very in interesting information to share about it because the summertime is, I think, a period that we all kind of look forward to, right? The weather's different. Like you said, like kids are maybe out of school. You just feel a renewed sense of like hope and maybe relaxation. I think when those two things combine, it's a really good thing. Before we dive into that, though, I want to make sure if you are listening or watching and you've never met Rob before, if they've never met you have to like introduce yourself. So tell the people who you are and what you do.
Oh yeah, we always jump around on these things. So I'm Rob. The 3 minute answer is at 365 pounds. I was struggling with CPAP issues and pulmonary issues. I was waking up, as my pulmonologist told me today, 73 times an hour because of my sleep apnea. It was to the point where I was actually told by my pulmonologist that there was a good chance that I would burn out the CPAP machine and wouldn't be able to live. I realized I had to make a change right then and there. Googled best ways to lose weight, and bariatric surgery came up. I went to my primary care physician. He actually told me I recommended this to you 2 years ago. I still have the script. Here, go see if it works. And I got connected with the good people at Penn Medicine. They started me on a lot of the bariatric behavior goals and habits that I work with my clients as well now, of just tracking your food, tracking your steps, starting to get your water goals, everything that we talk about in Bari Nation as well. And that helped me lose 50 pounds prior to bariatric surgery. After that, I went on and lost another 100 and some odd pounds. Since then, I've gone on to bulk and build muscle, where I've gained up back to 250, 265. And now I'm in the process of cutting again. So I'm down to like 227 as of this morning. So I think one of the happiest parts of this journey is I've learned to thrive in maintenance, but also how to put muscle on and how to take weight off as well with the confidence to do that. And that happened because there was a lot of great supports around me that helped with my voice and everything else to learn and grow along the way. And Barry Nation played a big role in that.
Hey friends, it's April, and I want to welcome Dive Bar Nutrition to the Barry Nation family. They are official sponsor of the Barry Nation podcast, and we are thrilled to have Professor Phil and his team on board. Jason, Natalie, and I have been enjoying Dive Bars for years because they taste amazing, they have great macros, and they are really built to help us succeed. Dive Bar Nutrition is just launching a new bariatric friendly called Dive Bar Bites. They're the mini versions of their best-selling bars, and they're caffeine-free. You can buy a Dive Bar Madness kit and discover what flavor is your favorite. Head to Dive Bar Nutrition right now, get that Dive Bar Madness kit, and join us to crown your favorite Dive Bar flavor at the end of March. And don't forget to use code BARRYNATION when you check out to get 22% off your order. You were one of our first, I don't know, like, I don't, it's not even like rock star. You were always there in our corner, and our
Again,
friendship
there were
has,
no other resources or support. So
there
you
was
knew
that,
I was
no,
showing up
you,
every month.
exactly. You were stuck with us. You were stuck with us because That was it. That was all you had. And now
Well,
you're really stuck with us.
you could have blocked. I mean, let's be honest. You had Jason,
That's
and then it was
true.
like, hey, who's the second dude in support? And it's like, oh, that's Rob.
That's Rob. That's Rob.
Scared to
And
death to talk
now.
on like the first couple. So, and now you can't get me to stop talking. It's a real weird way bariatric surgery works.
I think it's a win-win. I'm counting it as a win-win in my book.
Yes, as this episode goes 2 hours long, you're going to be like, and we're good till 2026. Put this in the can and walk away.
Never, never. All right, my friend. Well, let's switch gears and let's
Yes.
talk about why summer is the best time to focus on movement.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. And that's always that horrible date that's on everybody's calendar of January 1st. So many times, I think prior to bariatric surgery, January 1st was like the okay, I've ate and drank myself through the holidays. I'm 15 pounds up. I'm going to go new year, new me. I'm going to be the guy who shows up at Planet Fitness at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to get on a treadmill for 4 hours. Then I'm going to come off and I'm going to have like a steamed chicken breast and a can of Diet Air and get 15 hours of sleep and go back to church and do everything. And usually by the 10th of January, usually around whenever the first week of NFL playoffs, I was back to eating chicken wings, cranking beers, and living my best caloric intake life, but not my best bariatric life. And so many times I think in our bariatric journeys, we think that because it's a new year, we have to start, but almost all the research and data shows the best time to start is in the summertime. And there's a lot of reasons for that. If you want to look at like the research, American Journal of Medicine has done studies showing that adults engage more in movement in the summer months, which is like, no duh. We get to go to the beach, we get to go swimming, we have community pools, we can walk outside, it's not 12 degrees out. There's also a lot of reasons why nutrition does well in that same study that talked about you have fresh produce. Living in New Jersey, it's a garden state. I trip over tomatoes and watermelons and live my best life. Yeah, like you get to eat better.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, all like the recipes that you encounter, like, oh, fresh summer. I mean, and you're like inspired to try something new.
So good. So good. You can toss vegetables on the grill. So it doesn't really matter if my kids eat the produce or not because I just toss it on the grill at the end of the week and that's my meal prep for the next week. Like, thank you for coming to my TED talk, that plain and simple. But like there's also like the days are warmer, so you're getting more vitamin D naturally if you just step outside. So just feeling the sun on your skin is a beautiful thing. The schedule's a little lighter for a lot of us work-wise. Like as a teacher, I get like a good chunk of my time back. You get to take all that fresh produce and put it on the grill. And because you have all this time and resources, if you really take advantage of it, you almost have like extra tools just lying around that weren't there for the last 6 months. So if you can kind of take a little bit of all of those and optimize it, you're going to get a lot more results over the next 3 months than you probably did the first six.
Well, and then if you're also setting yourself up for success, right, in this these spring and summer months, you're going to roll into fall with some kind of already established habits, routines, practices,
Absolutely.
and right, and you're going to be feeling so great about them that those are going to take priority maybe over some other things that are just going to naturally creep back again in the fall.
Yeah.
So, right, and
And
when you
that's
said that.
one of the beautiful things I teach my clients to do is like we get out of the summer, and summer's kind of like if you look at the like reason and season for everything. How I coach my clients is summer is really how to optimize on our habit buildings, our fitness, and our nutrition. This is like we build that steady foundation so that we are strong and set in our bariatric journeys. From September to December, the goal is we beat the burr. That's where these habits, think of it like the big bad wolf. Because we have this foundation, September is kind of like it's a light wind to see if it knocks over the house. And if you're made of hay, like back to school knocks off people. Then you get to October, that's where we're at the House of Sticks. And that's where it's like, okay, the Halloween candy's starting to creep in. And like, if you only have a House of Sticks, yeah, it still blows over. We get to November, now we're fully on. If you don't have those bricks built in place, the next 2 months get super scary, but if we have those habits and foundations, then we beat the burr. Then on January 1st, we don't really have any regain issues. And instead, we're living comfortably through the holidays. We're managing maintenance. We're having those great feelings and experiences. And January is just we're back to work on the same schedule we have while kind of getting through the stormy port of the year.
And as you were talking, what I was really thinking about, and we kind of talked about this too before we hit record, but
We
yeah,
should have just recorded
December,
that part too.
I
We
know,
For those people who are listening, you lost 27 minutes of comedic gold by my standards, or when April says, "Rob, shut up, we have to hit record."
Every single time, literally.
Every single time.
If I hit record, if we just recorded as soon as we entered the Zoom, it would be 4 hours of just absolute amazingness. But you know, so, some things we got to we got to keep. But what I was thinking is, you know, Christmas, you know, the winter holidays, all that kind of stuff. It is just a really big emotional time. There is so much going on, right? Joy, grief, happiness, sadness, worry, stress, so much, right? In like every facet of life. And there is a lot of pressure come January 1 to all of a sudden just drop all of that or stop thinking about that and be like, oh, well, just because it's January 1st, you know, done with all of that heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And now I can just instantly shift gears and focus on something that I really want. Not the case at all. I mean, I almost feel like I need a vacation from the holiday season.
Because, we all do. We need the vacation from the vacation. That's why, like, when I work with clients, I kind of explain, if you build the habits, patterns, and behaviors now, and you really work on them, you really get to practice them, so that September, you can kind of say, like, hey, what went right? What went well? What needs to tweak? Yeah. October, what went right and what went well? And when the roller coaster starts going of November and December, you kind of have these habits to ground you and sustain you through the tough times, so that you already have built in, like, I go to the gym 3 times a day. I track my foods in advance so I have success. I know how to crush my calendar so that when I see I have 4 or 5 holiday events, maybe this is the week where I, like, prep out stuff in advance, and on a lighter week, like, rely on some freezer meals. So it's such a great time.
It really is. And summer, for me, I'm definitely more relaxed. I'm more open to trying new things. I'm not as stressed, right? And it's just kind of like, it's easier to go with the flow, but I also feel like I just have more capacity to kind of think about things in a different way.
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Berry Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
And chemically, you do. Because you're less stressed, your cortisol levels are down, which will also help ghrelin and leptin stay at bay, which are the hormones that bring in hunger. Mm-hmm. So you have that going for you. Most people in the summertime, even though it is warmer, tend to sleep better, because they have less on their plate. So now you're allowing yourself to get closer to that 7 or 8 hours of, you know, gold sleep that'll have everything to do.
Yeah.
And by having that combined benefit of both of those, you can really lean in and kind of put your body at the right space from a chemical standpoint and a medical standpoint to have the best results during this period. Which is why, like, you know, as much as it's like, oh, let's sleep with the windows open, it's like, nah, actually keep your room a little bit colder so that you fall asleep quicker and you get that better sleep.
Yeah. So if you're listening or you're watching and you're going like, okay, I think this is a good time for me to maybe think about moving a little bit more, but you don't know where to start. Where do you start, Rob? Like, what do you recommend to people?
So I'll work with me. But no, it's a lot of the times I think that's a big struggle with bariatric surgery. When I came out of surgery, I got done June, Father's Day, Monday was my surgery date. And it was prime season. And it's like, I really didn't know what to do. Was I supposed to, like, run 5 miles? Was I supposed to power lift a car? And I think for me, like, finding a plan that worked at the level I was at probably would have gotten me better results than trial and error for a bunch of years. So one of the things I always recommend is, like, if you really don't know where to start working with a coach. And I think it's really cool because at different stages, coaches can really help. I've helped clients go from just doing dumbbells and resistance bands because they have a busy schedule to also, like, working their way through the gym and breaking down their gym intimidation. And now I have clients that are in their 50s and 60s and they're squatting and they're putting on muscle. They're not looking bulky. They're getting that toned physique for their bikinis. And it's a really awesome thing to see people at all stages and ages being able to start movement patterns that help get them longer lasting results.
Yep. Well, just like what we do throughout our entire life, right? When you're ready to learn something new or when you want to practice something, you're doing it in a school environment. You're doing it with a community. You're doing it with a teacher or with multiple teachers. And you are really not only looking for the tools, right, to do this work in, but you're also looking for a safe place to practice, right? Because I think one of the biggest
100%.
misnomers that exists in our community is that, and I fall into this trap all the time too. Oh, I learned this, or I understand this now, or I do this, right? I have a huge toolbox, right, so to speak. But if I don't actually use those tools to build my house, the house never gets built. And it's the same thing along our bariatric journey. You can learn all about mindset. You can learn about movement. You can do all of these things. But if you're not actually putting it into practice, if that process isn't there, if you're not using the tools in a meaningful way, then nothing is really going to change. And that's really where the power of community, of coaches, of all this stuff comes into play. And it's okay that we don't know these things. We're not supposed to know these things. We've never lived like this before. We've never been a patient before. So we can get down on ourselves and be like, oh, I should really know this stuff. No, you shouldn't. And
No.
you've never been a bariatric patient before. You've never been so committed to understanding the disease of obesity, to truly changing your life in meaningful and lasting ways. All of this is new. So it makes
Yeah,
sense to onboard expert support.
and the gym's a scary place. Movement's a scary thing. When you used to be like, I used to be 365 pounds. The idea of walking one town over, doing a lap, and coming back. There's no way I would have done that. I would have been sweating profusely, which I did right after surgery. But like, I used to have to work out with two different headbands. Like, I'd have the headband for the first town I went through and a headband for the second one, and you could wring those suckers out. But one of the things that like scared the daylights out of me in my journey was like, I started my workouts in my basement because I was afraid to work out around people and that I would be like laughed off the stage when I do it. It didn't happen. And then you start to develop, but like a coach can help you build and meet you where you're at and really develop a lot of those skills, habits, patterns, and behaviors that are going to get you the results that a lot of people want after bariatric surgery.
And I appreciate you saying that, right? It can be scary to think about movement for several different reasons, right? You're either worried that, well, I don't really know how to do it and I might look weird or I might injure myself, right? Common thought. Or for me, what I will often do is like, well, I used to be able to do all that and I can't do it now, right? And I beat myself up. Or I'm like, well, I really wish I could do whatever, right? Run a half marathon, but I'm nowhere close to that, right? So this like analysis just keeps me stuck. And it can take others to kind of like, push, nudge, or to kind of reach back behind and go, no, it's okay. We're just going to start by doing this one thing, or we're going to start by walking. We're going to start by doing something different from what we're doing today. And right, coach community can help you not only identify where the start line is, but actually walk across the start line, because that can be the most terrifying. It's not the finish line, it's the start line.
I always joke I have like the unsexiest coaching program in the world because seriously though, everyone else and their mother will sell you like lose 20 pounds of fat in like 2.5 weeks and like do this like core blasting exercise to get like that six pack figure. And the problem is, I tell everyone you got to play the long game. So it's one of those of like, you do not have to run a half marathon tomorrow. You need to increase your step goal probably by like 100 steps a day and do that for 2 weeks. And once that feels comfortable, slowly increment and ramp it up. And it's the same without the gym. You know, one of the things you said within action is you don't know what to do or not know how to do it right. From the programming that I do is you have videos embedded in your workout so you can see a professional doing it properly with the right speed and cadence. And if you still have problems, you can always message me and I will take your form video and give you here's the cues that you want. So when you're at the gym, you just look like you're texting on your phone, but in reality, you could either be watching a video to see how to do the exercise properly or messaging me, who I'll get back to you within 24 hours, of here's what you need to do to improve. And as long as you take that student's mindset of I want to improve and I want to get better, the feedback's there.
And it's so critically important, right? We have to be willing and okay with saying, I don't know how to do this, but I
Yeah.
really want to learn. And then really working with a teacher, working with the community that's going to be the most comfortable for you. And what you offer your clients and what you offer the community is it truly is Amazing. And you're doing a summer camp, right? This
Yes.
year.
Yes, I'm running
Okay.
summer camp. So I started last year with the idea that like teachers pretty much in case you don't know, we don't get paid in summertime. So we kind of have to find other ways of employment or save money. And I decided, well, why don't I take some of my passions and do it? It's actually the only sale I run a year on my coaching, but it's that important that I'm actually under the online fitness and nutrition coaching market price. So you're getting one-on-one pricing at the price that is usually reserved for like remote, meaning that like you traditionally would just get a Loom recording of 5 minutes every week telling you what to do. Whereas with my package, I kind of give you a 30-minute bi-weekly one-on-one where we go over troubleshooting, goal setting, planning, and really identify what's going on and how to fix it. And it's one of those that like I kind of took all the data and put it together. It's the best time of year to do it. It's at the best price that you could possibly do it. And I fully admitted I don't know how to do everything. So I actually got a murderer's row of professionals in the community to come help and lead the sessions with me. So if you sign up, you're not just getting a weekly coaching call with me, but you're also getting an additional call that's going to be led by some of our professionals, like Barry Nation's own Laura Grabeau is going to be doing one on emotional triggers in the summertime. Connie Stapleton, who I literally wrote so many of the books on bariatric surgery, is going to be about identifying triggers through your bariatric journey. Emily Williams, who helped me personally build my scheduling that everyone talks about. I'm the master of scheduling. Emily Williams
Yes.
coming to teach us how to energetically schedule around our senses and beings. Amazing. Josh Weiner, my financial coach, who took me from 160K down to debt. As of today, we're down to 37. Still a long journey going. He's going to be teaching you how, through the discipline of tracking, sounds familiar, right? We can find financial freedom to get everything that we want. He's leading a session. If you are neurospicy, meaning you have struggle focusing or keeping on track, Ryan Turner is a registered dietitian who works on athletics with ADHD and will be providing an entire session built for that. I also brought in Kim Terapelli, who was my personal coach, who taught me how to fuel my fitness. She's coming in. Whitney Gibson's coming in. Rodolfo from Barry Nation is teaching, as well as Mabel Joseph. I also brought in for the ladies Megan Schaub, last year's JBU Fitness winner, Women's Fitness Winner Award, will be teaching how to find joy in movement. And a personal friend of mine, Kylie Hansen, who is a bariatric certified personal trainer and who medaled at Summer Shred last year, will be teaching about women's issues in your bariatric journey, specifically for fitness. So
Dang.
anything I didn't know, I take the approach as a teacher. Well, I'll just go get someone who does know what they're talking about. And I've really brought it in. So you get a chance to have all 12 of those. Plus, we have a couple bonus people who are coming in towards the end that you kind of have to sign up and see. But it's a good lineup to say the least. I think I'm the worst speaker on this panel, when I really like to look at everyone. But that's kind of the goal of what you want when you build these things. So
Yeah.
this is a way, like if you're worried about coaching, if you don't know if you can work with an online coach, if you've ever had questions about movement, mindset, macros. It's literally the safest spot where you can ask these questions and really get everything. And we have a pretty cool option that we're going to be doing with Barry Nation as well, if you want to share that.
Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week, but we need your help to keep it going. Become a Barry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at barrynationpodcast.com to join us.
Oh, well, you are opening up some additional spots for Barry Nation members if they want to join this, right?
If they want to join, we have a couple spots left for it. We're filling up pretty quick on it, but if you are a Barry Nation member, I am actually going to be coming out of my cave of Men Support Monday or Men Support Wednesday for the summertime. And I will be leading sessions for movement, mindset, macros, metabolic wellness. So essentially, you get whether that's a plus or a minus of the program, you get additional like 3 hours of coaching with me if you're a Barry Nation member per month. So you get 12 additional hours of coaching in that.
Yes, it's going to be freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, I think so. It's The goal for this is, I think for a lot of us, we were so afraid of this aspect of our journey of what does it look like to build a schedule that's actually going to align and optimize our bariatric journey. And I really took every aspect that I struggled with in the last 4 years, and I've built a program to help develop and lead and build it for everyone.
Yep. It is a phenomenal opportunity if you are ready to approach movement different, if you're ready to really, work one-on-one with somebody, right? To kind of get those answers. 'Cause I think that is the that's a really great way to describe it. It's a community aspect, it's learning from other people, but it's really committing to taking time for yourself and an expert, to have somebody guide us through that. And when we're ready for that,
I
it's the perfect opportunity.
look at what I'm paying per week for my children's summer camp programs,
Oh,
and
yeah.
the entire program is less than 1 week of summer camp. So shameless plug, I have to sell 16 spots to cover Allie and Stella going to gymnastics and dance camp this summer. But the point I made is like so much of my busy method really relies on the why, which is putting yourself first. So the other three letters of it is, building habits, which is the most important part, understanding your nutrition, staying active, and then putting yourself first, BUSY. See, the acrostics are acrosticking. But putting yourself first is really the key. And this is an opportunity to do it at a very affordable price, while still getting a wealth of resource and knowledge that like just doesn't avail themselves. And I was so happy to hear so many of our guest speakers said that they are actually waiving their prices. So their speaking fees, almost all of them are waiving it. So I am actually able to give a 3 month scholarship to whoever completes the program. So that's kind of an extra bonus of I already had it budgeted for speaker fees. I'm taking that money and I'm putting it back for a scholarship to continue through September, October, and November.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. That's pretty freaking rad. I mean, it's
Trying,
what it
trying.
it's yeah, try
I've come a
no.
long way from walking on my treadmill in my basement listening to you, but now I'm like begging you to come on the podcast and I'm still sitting in my basement. So I've literally only moved 15 feet in 4 years, people.
15 feet, 15 miles, it's all about
Everything.
perspective.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's amazing. You really have put together an awesome program for people that are really interested in getting hyper focused on movement. It's important. I mean, it's a pillar of Bari Nation, it's a pillar of busy bariatric. It's a pillar of like bariatric life. This is just what we have to do. And it can
So
be a
much of what,
struggle.
yeah, so much of what we both talk about aligns on that way. And it's one of those things that like movement plays such a big role of it, but it's also like, how are you making sure your metabolic wellness is together? And how are you taking the mindset aspect of it? And when you really work to optimize all those things, that's really what causes the flywheel to keep it going.
Yep, it does. It does. Well, and we're launching kind of at the same time, but a very different approach, because I know some people just aren't ready for coaching. They're not ready
No.
for that. So
And
in
that's
Bari
okay.
Nation, and that is okay. That's why we literally do these things, because everybody is going to need something different. And you have to be able to access movement in a way that's meaningful for you right now, right? So the Bari Nation challenge might be the right way to go this summer. Working with Rob and doing his the summer camp
Summer camp.
program,
The
summer
summer camp.
camp. I was like, damn, I don't know why I can't remember that, right? But working with Rob and coaching and really taking that one-on-one approach might be right for you. But if you know that movement is something you want to do this spring and this summer, we're hosting a challenge in Bari Nation. So totally different. What we're saying is we want movement to become a priority in our life. And we understand that just crossing that start line can be difficult. So in Bari Nation, what we're doing is we have partnered with our experts. We're leading a 6-week challenge where you pick the type of movement or movements that you want to do. You pick your goal, right? So maybe you want to move 1 more minute a day. Maybe you want to move 30 more minutes a day. Maybe you're ready to try walking, or you're ready to try yoga, or you want to start incorporating resistance movement into your life. You pick your goal. You pick your goal. You pick how you want to do it. And we are there to support you through that mindset, through those habits, through those routines. So we have weekly live calls where you can join our experts. We're going to have these daily movement moments. So these little moments of inspiration, moments of motivation, right? Things to keep you engaged and focused on movement, but in a very different approach, right? Some people want and need the discipline that you provide. Some people are going to want or need this very open and accessible approach to just movement. We want you, if you're listening or you're watching, to know, no matter where you're at, we have something that can support you. And we're excited to move with you this summer in any way that makes sense for you, right? Because Rob, you and I are always talking about this. You have to start where you are, not where you were.
Messy in action over perfect inaction. And, you know, just to bring this whole conversation full circle, we talked about like 4 years ago, there was nothing like this on either end anywhere in the community. And one of the things that like, as I actually leave my basement and I go out more, I'm so warm to see that there are so many more options of here's a way to get movement. And it's not that there's a right or wrong, it's a different. And there's nothing wrong with finding what works for you and building a program. And I think it's awesome that we're all coming together to kind of put all those resources and see what's the best fit for each person's bariatric journey and supporting them in their own special way that they need.
Yes, it really truly is what it's all about, right? What works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you and vice versa. But as long as we're learning what everybody else's recipe is, we can take the entire recipe and try it. We can take one ingredient and try it. But the key is that we're constantly trying to find what works best for us. And if movement is something that you are inspired, you are excited, you're maybe even a little bit nervous about to warm up to this season, right? As we go from spring into summer, we have two amazing opportunities for you. So Rob, if they're interested in learning more about your summer camp, where can they go?
We're going to drop a landing page in the notes. That's where you can go. You can also go to busybariatrics.com. Sale officially opens May 1st, but if there's anyone in Barry Nation or who is listening to this, if you message me, we could open up the spot and let you go there. And that's really the cool thing about all this is that there's opportunities for all of us to grow and learn this summer. And I'm just happy to see that we're both really like trying to tackle this and help the community in the best ways we all know how.
Oh yeah, definitely. Right. I mean, our community has a lot of crossover, but then there's also not a lot of crossover. And that's why I'm so just excited about this, because really there's something for everybody. There's absolutely something for everybody. And that's the goal, right? We don't want anybody to feel left out. We don't want anybody to feel left behind. We want something to be there and available and accessible to everybody.
Yeah, Dork Me loves whenever we have the crossovers. One of my favorite episodes is when Barry Nation had Kelly and Mel on, and it was like that joint thing. Or when you have Connie Stapleton on. Yeah. I think it's one of the best things about the community is everyone's really working together to make sure that everyone has a resource for them in their own special way that's different for each person. So it's a really cool thing to be a part of. And I'm happy you still put up with me and like deal with me on these things.
Oh, I can't foresee a future where I'm not excited to connect and nerd out with you on all things bariatrics. So
I think I'm visiting this summer. So ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put that to the test. How many days can April have me wake up at 5 a.m., eat 250 grams of protein and use her bathroom and also talk from 8 a.m. in the morning till 5 p.m.? So
little do you know, I don't get up until 10. So you're going to be halfway through your day by then. So I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be just fine.
It'll be just like when I'm home. So nothing changes for me.
It's true. This reminds me, one of my biggest favorite, whatever, takeaways from Weight Watchers. I was a like 10 year veteran of Weight Watchers. And the one thing
that I have that merit badge too.
Oh yeah. Right. We all do. Very few people, I think, don't at this point. But the leader, coach, whatever they were called at the time, he would end his live session every day by saying, oh my God, now I'm going to absolutely space out. He would say, apart, we're smart, but together we're brilliant. And that really is true, right?
That might be the best thing they've ever said out of Weight Watchers then.
Dude, and that was probably just him. That was him, right? Coming up with this very like inspirational motivation. And I never really got it because I never felt apart of Weight Watchers, or I didn't really feel a part of that community. And when we launched Barry Nation, and every single day in Barry Nation, I feel like we live it. You live it. I mean, it's just, there is so much power in doing these things together, right? As an individual, I'm a smart human being. You're a smart human being. But when we do it in community, when we do it with people who understand the struggles on a very intimate level, and when we have the ability to connect with them day after day after day, really great things happen. And I think this is just a living embodiment of that. Apart we're smart, but together we're brilliant.
Heck, that's half the reason I started Men's Support Mondays. I just literally wanted to ask questions to dudes who were semi-successful on their bariatric journey. Seriously, that was the whole start of it. Was like, hey, what if I had like an Instagram live series? And then I could just ask these people questions, and we're up to like 75 episodes now. So
unbelievable. That's how the good stuff starts, man. That's how the good start starts.
I know.
All right, my friend. Well, as always, thank you for joining me today.
I was just happy we got to catch up. The shameless plug, I built this whole summer camp just so I could hang out and talk with you for like a couple extra hours.
I know that's 100% not true, but I'm going to take a 1%. That's probably true. I'll take exactly. 99. All right, my friends, if you want to get in contact with Rob, hit that link in the show notes. And if you are interested in joining our Berry Nation Spring into Summer Movement Challenge, you can also hit the link in our show notes, or you can go to https.berrynation.mn.co. You can send us an email, hello@berrynation.com. You can find us on Instagram, send us a DM there, but we would love to welcome you into the community so you can join our movement challenge if Rob's doesn't seem like the right fit for you.
Hey, either way, it's a great time to have a great time this summer, and that's all that matters.
We always like to give a last word to our guests, but I think that was pretty much it. There is.
I'm not going to say anything more profound than anything I've already said. Like, I'm going to leave on a semi-high note.
I love it. I love it. Well, again, Rob, thank you so very much for joining us. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you're doing for the bariatric community, and we can't wait to continue to work with you in Berry Nation, in Busy Bariatrics, on all of the places that you are buzzing around.
All the places, all the things, all the time. I'll sleep one day, just not today.
That checks. If Jason was here, he would thank you for listening and watching this podcast. He would let you know that if you found value and meaning out of today's episode, support it by becoming a monthly Patreon supporter. Just go to berrynationpodcast.com. You can help us produce this show, keep the lights on, and ensure that this conversation reaches more and more people. And at the end of the day, remember, you've got this and we've got you. See you next time.
Bye, everyone. Guys.